It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Obvious Mpo joins us on the line to give us an answer to the question. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, Pastor. Thank you very much. Looking forward to your answer to the question. Our question for today is, what should a Christian look at in selecting an appropriate church? What's your answer, Mfundisi?
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I'll give an answer on this one based on Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. Since we are now in the last days of this planet Earth's history,
okay,
we are being told there of what is called the remnant church. The Bible says, and the dragon was wreathed with the woman, symbolizing a church, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring that are known as the remnant. And then we are being told that those remnant, they keep the commandments of God and they have the testimony of Jesus. So we are given two key characteristics or identifying marks of God's true church. The first characteristic is keeping God's commandments. In other words, abiding by all what the Bible teaches. So the most key thing that one should look for as they look for the true church is whether that church obeys God's commandments or not. Do they obey or do they accept all what the Bible teaches? The Bible is 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. So the true church should accept everything that the Bible teaches, including the 10 commandments and also including the Sabbath commandment, which says the 70 day should be observed. So keeping God's commandments, obeying all what the Bible teaches, is a key characteristic as one chooses a church to go to. In other words, that church should not be selective in their teaching and application of scripture. They should accept everything that the Bible teaches. They should keep the commandments of God. They should accept everything. They should not select anything in the Bible and say, we don't want maybe to obey the Old Testament or we don't want to obey the New Testament. They should accept all what the Bible teaches. So that's the key thing. Because the idea of a church is an idea that originates from Christ. It's an idea that originates from the Word of God. So the Word of God must be the standard. It must be the rule of life. It must be the source of all doctrines. So does that church obey God's commandments? Do they keep the Sabbath? Do they keep all the commandments? Do they obey all what is taught in the Bible? Do they accept the scripture in totality? That's another key one. And then the second one that we find in Revelation 2:17, in Revelation 12:17, they have the testimony of Jesus. According to Revelation 19, verse 10, we are being told that the revelation of Jesus, the testimony of Jesus, I mean, is the spirit of prophecy. So in other words, the true church also is the spirit of prophecy. They testify about Jesus. They witness about Jesus. They have a mission. They are sent. That is why we have a call in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 12, the call to witness for Christ, the call to warn the world about the end of the world. So the true church, they have the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. They testify about Jesus. They have the gift of prophecy, that is the gift of testifying about Jesus Christ, the gift that the Old Testament prophets had and the apostles in the New Testament had. That church also possesses that gift, warning the world about the end, warning the world about God's judgment. So that church should be a mission-focused church. They should be the church should witness for Christ as they prepare the world for the end of time. So in other words, Revelation 12:17 assists us in the last days to know which one is the right church. They keep the commandments of God. They have the testimony of Jesus. So in other words, when you are choosing a church, you should be Bible-based. That's the key thing.
Got it. Got it. Lovely. That's the pastor, Pastor Obvious Mpo. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your insights and your time. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Blessings.
All right. Right back at you. 19 minutes now before 1. We're going to go to the daily devotion now with Rachel Masanza first.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.